Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. I really appreciate all the love you guys have been giving me throughout these episodes and throughout this first season. Your host here, Mike, once again, saying thank you guys for choosing to click. Thank you guys for tuning in whatever podcast platform you are choosing to listen to me. It's just something that I'm grateful for and I truly value. But guys, season one, episode 9, I cannot believe we're here. I cannot believe the dream of mine that I dreaded because of fear, because of my insecurities, because of many things that held me back. And we are close to being done, which is crazy. My mind still can't wrap around that. So anyone out there watching this YouTube channel, watching this or hearing, listening to this podcast, if you believe this is something that's in your heart as well that you want to do, you want to just help people or put some different type of content out there, based from my experience, guys, do not let the fear hold you back. Do not let your insecurity hold you back. Do it. Allow yourself the room to make mistakes. Allow yourself the room to be imperfect. Let your podcast, let your channel look like you're growing. There's no one way of doing it. There's thousands of ways. Some people can start with everything up and running, ready to go. Other people, it takes time and it's totally fine. It's whatever God has gifted you and given you for you to start and do your thing. That's why I started this, so that it can hopefully inspire others and also help us all grow. So here we go, guys. Episode number 9. We're going to be talking about the 3 D's. And let me tell you, before I give you the definition of each D, it's something that I am still working on. It's something that I do not come here and tell you guys, you know, about finding identity and individual growth and the episode of Secret Secrets. It's not that I'm sharing it with you guys only because I want you guys to fix the situations and you guys to go through these topics. It's I've either gone through it or I'm currently living through it, and this is one of them. So what do the 3 D's stand for? Discipline, dedication, determination. Ooh, that's tough, huh? And to be honest, if we are honest with each other, it's something that's very difficult for a lot of us. We might have one of the two, we might have two of the three, but it's very difficult to find all three in a person. Not saying that it's not possible. It is definitely possible. Simply that we need to be real. For whatever reason, whichever one we lack on, or if it's several, or if it's all of them, what can we do to start obtaining these things? Because I hear people say, like, well, that person has determination, that person has discipline. And I don't believe discipline, determination, dedication is something that someone just has and other people don't. I think if you want it, you can have it. It's just the fact that these 3 D's are going to cost a price. And in a world that we're living in today, we kind of don't like paying these prices. These prices are going to require for you not to get what you want, but you're actually going to do what you have to do. It's going to require you to say no to certain things that you want, because you're going to have to say yes to the things that you need. So it changes a lot of perspectives and it challenges. That's one of the reasons why it's a tough one. But at the same time, because it's a tough one for me, I'm sharing it with you guys. I've come to the realization that it's not an impossible one. Now, I used to see someone, you know, that would be 300 pounds. And if they lose like 40, 50, 60 pounds, they come down, right, like 240-ish. You look at them and you're like, congratulations, dude, man, that took discipline, dedication, determination. Like, you got there. Great job. And don't get me wrong, you do give kudos to that person. But what about the person that's been 180 pounds their whole life and they've been consistently fit their whole life? When's the last time you gave kudos to them and said, hey, dude, congratulations on your body. Congratulations that you keep doing this. And mind you, I'm talking about a physical appearance, right? Because that's the area that I struggle with. That's the area that I go through, in the sense of like, I've known, I have gotten a little carried away with, you know, food and sweets and all kinds of stuff. So I am trying to reel myself back in and put myself in a position where I can look at myself and genuinely be happy with the way that I look. But why did I get there? So, no, kind of coming back. That's the reason why I'm kind of using the example of a our physical appearance and how we look. If for you it's something different, it can be a career path. It can be a personal goals that you think you should be at by this age. You know, compared to a friendship, compared to her or him or them. You know, I'm not in that marriage, and if I am in a marriage, it's not like theirs, and I don't have that many kids, and we can't. All these different things, right? So don't just fall, or don't just listen to the physical side that I'm using as an example. Always try your best to find ways to implement it into whatever it is you're going through, and then hopefully these things can relate to you, and we grow from it. So coming back, you know, when's the last time you told someone that's physically fit, you know, great job for the consistency, for the determination, because that person, their whole life has been consistent, determined. They know what they want. They knew, you know, I have to eat this. I want this, but I need this, you know, and that's my problem, where I know I need, you know, vegetables, good proteins, good fats, and we choose the wrong ones, right? So I get it. But the reason why I want to bring this up, guys, is because I believe that this is something that we're all challenged with in today's world. In a world, in a culture where everything is instant, everything is right now, today, to wait is not something we want. I'm guilty of this, okay, guys? I order stuff from Amazon, and a part of me is like, why isn't it here in 2 days? Like, some items, even though you can have Prime membership, or if you don't, whatever, you know, it takes 5 days, 6 days. Y uno está desesperado. Like, you're like, dude, where is my package? How come it's not here today? Like, there's some of them that I get the same day. Like, I don't get it. Because the culture has taught us that things need to be instant right now, right away. And what happens is the 3Ds are not valued and they're not respected anymore. That's why I wanted to bring this to our attention, because you and me need to reel it back in and really like be focused on how to give them the value that they deserve, and then how to start implementing them in our lives. I go back to the physical part, right, guys? Every day I'm doing push-ups, every day I'm doing sit-ups, and every day I'm getting on the treadmill. If I get the opportunity to, I will do more of a different type of workout, like lunges and jumping jacks and curls, bench press, different exercises when I get the opportunity to. But because of it, you know, being a father of four, being a husband, your time is very consumed, and you have to grab what you can grab. But the point that I'm getting to is, this year I've been very determined, I've been very disciplined, and I've been very dedicated to doing this every day. Now, I'm not going to lie, since the beginning of the year till now, you know, I'll be honest, we're in March 18, maybe 6 days, 7 days, I haven't done it. But all the other days, I have done it every single day. And I can see and feel the results in my body. I'm changing. I'm developing into something that I like a lot better. I'm doing a lot more push-ups than I used to. Sit-ups, I'm doing more than I'm used to. I'm able to handle the walking for 30 minutes on an incline a lot longer, where I can pick up my speed. And I've gradually picked up, you know, my stamina. Well, I would have never gotten there from today tomorrow, instant, right now, today. I won't get there right away. It's gonna take time. So I started asking myself, all right, how long did it take me to come up in weight? Well, it took several years. It didn't just happen from one day to another. It took time. And I really felt like this year, man, God's doing a lot of things this year in my life, man. Like, he's really speaking to me deeply, checking me, telling me how I can step up, you know, to not just be a person that preaches the gospel, but is a person that lives it and, you know, puts his money where his mouth is, puts his actions where his mouth is. You know, I don't just say it. I'm really trying my best to live it. I'm not saying I'm perfect, because here we go, people taking my words out of context and trying to say, you know, well, he said this and, you know, you should do it like this. Guys, I'm not perfect. What I'm simply saying is I know this world needs love to be injected, and I'm trying my best to put that back into this world and just shy away from just the ugliness of what's out there, man. Like, too many haters, too many insecure people that comment negative things and judgmental things. Like, I want to be positive, I want to uplift, I want to help, and I want to grow, you know. That's the goal. Coming back, you know, to the 3Ds. So starting my workout, God has really taught me to take it a step at a time. You know, you gained it throughout the years. How about you just consistently work out and you lose it consistently throughout the year? Now, of course, I would want things to be a little bit faster. I am trying to eat better, but birthdays come up. You know, I viene el de Genevieve, I viene el de Jordan, el de JJ, Dodgers birthdays today. So it's like, dude, there's always things that are coming up, but you got to keep being determined. And I didn't have it. I did not have discipline, dedication, determination. I didn't have any of the three, to be honest with you. I'm always being vulnerable with you guys, and I'm going to try my best to continue being vulnerable. Some people, some of y'all, take my vulnerability and try to attack me with it. Shame on you, because I don't use my vulnerability to give you a weapon. I use my vulnerability so that I can connect with you and hopefully relate and make you feel like, hey, if he goes through it too, I go through it too, and let me reach out and let's see what we can do so that we can get better. And how I started getting it is honestly just really focusing on the Word of God, focusing on being intentional, saying, hey, you know what? How bad do I really want this? How bad do I really want to lose weight? How bad do I want to get stronger? How bad do I want to make myself happy in the way that I look? And then when you work on an area that has been so hard for you to get the results that you want, it almost brings a healing where now it bleeds into other areas too. So my discipline, determination, and dedication started bleeding into the Mac effect, because now I'm like, no, you know what? I also have to do it for the Mac effect. I also have to do it because I need to make sure I'm giving the best quality, best sound, best picture, you know, and you're trying to evolve in every level. So you see how discipline, determination, and dedication can really take you to another level. Everything that I've talked about in the past, every episode, really helps us to take things to another level, but it takes time, guys. So I don't ever want you guys to feel overwhelmed, like, oh my God, it's so many. Like, I have to go back to every episode. I just tuned in. This is the first episode you tuned into, and you're like, I got to go to all of them. Take it a day at a time. Guys, it's taken me years to get to the place where I'm at. There was days where after counseling sessions, I would be crying because I would be so angry with the things that I discovered or things that I was told that I had that I didn't think I had. And I'm like, man, so everything you see and everything that you continue to see, because again, discipline, dedication, determination is something that I'm still working on. It takes time. So have mercy on yourself. Be someone that willing to say, hey, let's break free. Break free from the culture of instant, right now, today. Nope. It's okay if it takes a month. It's okay if it takes 3, 6, 9. It's okay. We'll eventually get there. And whatever your situation is, you know, put it in prayer. I started writing down goals, and you really start I wish I had the paper here with me so I can show you, because I literally have each one, and some of them are short terms and some of them are long term. And then I just start writing it out every time I reach it, because you got to give yourself tangible ones that are like, I don't want to say instant, but are right now. You know, work out for 7 days, boom, cross that one out. And then the other one for 60 days. And then the next one for a whole year. And you're like, nah, I would never do the whole year, because knowing the human body is after a while, you're just done. Hey, hold yourself accountable, because that dedication, that termination, if I keep doing it for a whole year, you guys are going to 100% see a different Mike. And if you don't see a different Mike, there is a time, something happened in the year where dedication, determination, and discipline was broken and not valued. And that's the reason why you don't see these results. It's hard, because it keeps you accountable, right? Like me putting this out there, you guys are going to have accountability footage. Hey, Mike, you said you were working out. What's going on? And if I look bigger next year, you're going to be like, wait a second. Hold on. You said you were doing, you were eating better and all this stuff. What happened? Yeah, it's scary. But when you know in your head, nope, I no longer want to live like that anymore. I have to put in the effort, because if I don't do it, no one else will. No one's going to take care of you the way you take care of yourself. And how bad do you want it? How bad do you really want to get to a healthier place? How bad do you really want to save that marriage? How bad do you really want to save that relationship? How bad do you love that person? Because all these things take dedication, take determination, and take discipline. Man, that's good, because that's something that I'm going to share when Jackie comes on board. We're going to talk about our separation and how difficult it was to hang on to something where at times it looked completely dead. So anytime you look at someone that is successful that you can genuinely look at and say, hey, I want to be there. So for me, I look at people that are physically fit and I'm just like, man, it's just, I wish I could just snap and be like, boom, you're physically fit the way they are. And then I'm like, no, God. God then hits me and tells me, Mike, where do you think they were 2 days ago? Where do you think they were a year ago? Where do you think they were 3 years ago? Where do you think they were 5 years ago? Where do you think they were 10 years ago? And again, I'm talking physical, but this goes to even like a job position, education. This goes to development. How many books has that person read? How many books have you read this year? That goes to tell you the level of growth that you're choosing to have in your own life. Find that time. Guys, we all guilty. I'm guilty of, you know, we all can turn on that Netflix series. But what education and what growth is it really going to bring us? Now, sometimes we need it. I have a Netflix account. There's times where it happened yesterday. My wife and I were like, hey, it's 7 o'clock. Every kid go to your room. Mom and dad just want to check out. We just want to watch a little bit of TV and wind down. It's okay to do that. The problem is if we're doing it every day and it's not even giving us time to pick up a book and read, then that's when we're having an issue, because you need to grow in order to become better. That makes sense? Okay, so there's goals that we all have at some point, right? I want a big house. I want a nice sports car. I want, in my case, right, a sexy wife. Check, done. I want perfect kids. I want a dog. I want it all. I want the white picket fence. I want it all. I want a good husband for ladies out there. Okay. Which one of the three Ds are you implementing in your life to get ready for these things? Because it's not just what's going to benefit you. It's not just for you, what you want. All these things are going to require actually more for you to give yourself up for these things. Huge house. It's going to require you to either work more, learn more, go to school so that you can get that diploma, that degree, and eventually get a higher paying job and you can achieve the house. But what did it cost you? Hard work, dedication, discipline. You need to go back to school, right? Sports car, same thing. What do you need for a sports car? Do you need money? So if you want money, you got to find a hustle. But that hustle is going to require for you to learn how the market works, what's going on, how are other people doing it. You know, it requires, it challenges you to do something different. So what of the three D's so far of what I've been discussing with you guys, do you feel that you're missing? Discipline, dedication, determination. I'm genuinely asking that question because I really want to know, what do you feel that you're missing? And if it's all three like I have, it's okay. Now, right now, when you're asking me about workouts and being consistent, I think I have all three when it comes to at least trying to eat better, trying to do push-ups and sit-ups every day and get on the treadmill every day. I think I'm being pretty good and discipline when it comes to that. I actually get very mad at myself when, like, on Sunday, I didn't have the opportunity to do it. It was just so busy with so many things. Jordan had a basketball game. Jayla had quinceañera fitting. Genevieve had a friend sleepover. JJ, we're trying to potty train. I'm trying to potty train, and I really have to be better at that. So there's always things, right, to do. There's a barbecue, family barbecue we needed to attend to. Like, we're back and forth, right? But it's okay. Doesn't mean you need to do it every day. Just do not let the dedication, do not let the discipline, do not let the determination die and leave you. You can do it. Man, I don't know why I feel it in my spirit to let you know you can do it. Stop listening to the people that made fun of you. Stop thinking of the family member that will judge you and make fun of you. Stop thinking of the friend that you think, you know, that has hurt you or had your back and now is. Don't stop thinking of these people. They do not impact discipline, dedication, determination in your life. You can break free from it and you can do it. Speak those words of life in your life. You can do it. And I've even have done that too, where I start speaking these words. Man, dude, God really starts like moving stuff around in my heart. And I really start seeing that growth where I isolate myself from certain people now. And it sucks because it's kind of more lonely, to be honest with you. But I'd rather be lonely and healthy and moving forward and breaking generational chains and having the 3Ds involved in my life and finding my identity than being in the same rut. I want to elevate. I want to grow. I want to change. I want to make an effect in this world for the better and for the greater. That makes sense. I hope it does for you too. So, again, because I use working out, right, as that's my measuring right now for discipline, dedication, and determination, I break it down. I start breaking it down little by little. And I think you can eventually start breaking down whatever situation you want to improve and needs your time, needs your 3Ds in. Start breaking it down by asking individual questions. Like, for example, for me, losing weight. So, how many workouts a week can I do? And being honest with myself, how many can I do? What are you eating, Mike? Right? I start planning these things by myself. Then you can start going on YouTube. Then you can start going on Google and start really finding out the information. What's your game plan? Well, I don't have a game plan. I've never done this before. Google, YouTube. There's so many resources. There's books out there that we can read that will help us. It goes back to the 3Ds. How bad do you want it? Because I can promise you, if I look at your life the same way I look at mine, if you have time to clean your car, okay, well, you've dedicated time for that. I'm sure you even saw videos in how to do that repair, or you saw a video in how to customize your car to make it look a little bit different. But for you, it's going to just look super cooler than someone else's. I do it with my truck all the time. I get it. How bad do you want it? How fast and soon do you expect results? And be realistic with that one. Because again, we live in a world where it's like now, 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 now. And it's like, no, dude. Sometimes it's okay that it takes time. And we have to snap away from what culture, because man, culture really tries to teach us a lot of things that are wrong, but it's only to distract us to see the real things that are happening in this world. It's crazy, man. No. Why do you want this? Is it a selfish reason or is it for fruitful purposes? I'll give you an example. Why do I want to lose weight and feel better? One, for myself. I'm not doing it for anyone else. I'm not doing it because I want to get attention from other ladies. Not at all. I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it for my wife because if she can benefit from it and if she loves what she's seen, great. Glory to God. I'm doing it for my kids because the healthier I am, the more active I can be with them, the more I can be involved and participate in the stuff that they're doing. Very important questions, because if it's, I want to, and be honest with yourself, you know, some people are like, I want to lose weight, but because they want the attention that they're probably not getting at home from their marriage, not the right reason to do it. You get what I'm saying? I just like being honest. I like asking the real questions, you know, so I don't know. And then at the end is the one that I've been using all throughout this episode is, how bad do you want it? How bad do you genuinely want it? And again, we can, for reals, put the nail in the coffin with that one. I can look in your life and see, hey, if you have enough time to go do this, go play golf, go to sport venues and sport games, or if you have time to go to Vegas and gamble, if you have time for this, how bad do you want it? So you can't tell me, you know, oh, but I just don't have the time. I can't do it. You know, there's no wiggle room in my budget. No. How bad do you want it? You'll make it happen. And you can implement this at the end of the day, guys, in all your dreams, in all your goals, in all your aspirations. Big, small, even if it's like little ones, like, you know, work out 3 times a week. You can add the 3 D's, you can implement it to that, and then eventually grow it and expand it and tackle it. So I hope from the bottom of my heart, guys, you guys can see and hear sincerity from me. I hope you're learning something, if that, right? So with that being said, guys, I just want to thank you guys once again for tuning in. Thank you guys again for giving me your time. Hey, guys, one more episode to go. We're going to close season 10. I'm going to do something special for the last episode. You guys don't even know it, but everyone, I'll say it right now. Everyone that subscribed is already entered into the raffle. I'm going to be raffling off something, nothing major, guys. I'm not going crazy, but it's coming from my heart. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys love it. I appreciate all the love, all the support, and I'm just excited to grow. I will not tell you what episode 10 is because it's the grand finale for season 1. So I definitely want that to be a surprise. Tune in. Enjoy it. I might get emotional. I'm already getting chinita la piel and I'm getting emotional just thinking about it because, guys, if you were with me since the beginning to get here, for me, it's healed me so much, guys. I'm growing and learning so much. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for always giving me your love. The Mac Effect, like always, says, we're out. Peace.